Burden to E.G. White, December 18, 1905. Loma Linda, California, December 18, 1905. Mrs. E.G. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Sister White, your letters of the 10th, 11th, and 14th duly received. We are always very glad to hear from you and to receive your words of counsel and encouragement. We are very anxious that the work at Loma Linda shall develop as God has instructed. I am glad to report that an excellent spirit pervades the entire family. During October and November, our expenses in getting the work started were necessarily quite heavy, and the income from the few patients correspondingly light. So we presented the matter to the family as to what should be done about our wages, and nearly every one responded readily that, as long as it was necessary, they were not only willing but glad to give their time for their board and room, waiting until the institution could afford to do so before receiving wages. The Lord has certainly blessed the willing spirit and cheerful service so that we now have 25 guests and will soon be able, if this continues, to meet all expenses and pay wages. Everyone who comes seems delighted with the place, and all express themselves in glowing terms in reference to the future progress of the institution. Some gentlemen were talking with me this morning and said they felt certain we would have to enlarge before another year. However that may be, I hope we shall be able to add this coming year some good treatment rooms and possibly some cottages for the workers. In fact, we need the latter now very much. The main building is entirely full, and four of the cottages, so that we have at present only 13 vacant rooms. We had to take 8 rooms in the main building for our treatment rooms and doctor's office, and these are rather small and crowded. However, we thought best to temporize for this winter in the hope of building treatment rooms next summer. Elders Haskell and Cottrell with their wives arrived a few days ago and are charmed with the place. They feel there is nothing like it elsewhere in the denomination. Today they have gone to Paradise Valley, expecting to return in a day or two. If they stay when they return, we shall have Brother and Sister Haskell begin some Bible studies with the family. Elder W.B. White is with us and is improving very fast, is almost entirely over his cough. He was good help during the week of prayer, both at Loma Linda and at Redlands. I think I wrote you that I had arranged for a sister to put in $7,000 into Loma Linda, she to receive her board and room here at the institution. She has just paid in $6,200 and expects to have the balance by the 1st of February. Another, an old brother, is arranging to put in $3,500 on the same basis. I believe in this way we shall be able to handle quite an amount of the indebtedness and at the same time give these people a pleasant home during the remainder of their days. Today I was talking with a patient who is here, an outside man, who has property valued at about $14,000. There is no one but himself and his wife, and they are old people. They have some distant relatives, but he says they are all well off. He is quite poorly and is now at the sanitarium taking treatment. His wife ought to be here also. Their property is one of the finest orange orchards and is about a quarter of a mile from the sanitarium. He told me today he would be delighted to turn it over to the sanitarium if we would take care of him and his wife the remainder of their days. But I do not feel quite free to take in people not of our faith on this plan. We are still planning for the school and have sent out our announcements to the papers that the school will begin the 1st of January. We have not heard anything from Dr. Holden recently. The last he wrote, he seemed quite decided that unless we could accept the terms he offered, he did not care to connect with the institution. So we have let the matter rest for development. Dr. Anthony visited us the other day and brought two of his best patients from Fresno. He was delighted with the place and expressed his opinion that the half had never been told. Dr. White is an excellent lady physician. Dr. Abbott is doing very well for a young man. Hoping to see you soon, I remain. Yours, signed, Burden.